The Herald of Christ's Kingdom, September-October 2024. The theme of this issue is The Gospel Age. In the beginning, understanding the relevance of the Gospel Age to Christians today is crucial for several reasons. By connecting with our brethren who lived earlier in the age, we can better grasp the significance of standing for truth and loyalty to God, values that are just as important in our modern world. However, the strength and resilience of those who came before us can serve as a source of inspiration as we navigate the challenges of our time. Gospel Age Parables highlights the 7 parables Jesus gave in Matthew 13. Applying the parables to each of the 7 stages of the Gospel Age begins with the sowing of the gospel seeds. It ends with a dragnet, a picture of the harvest. The age has witnessed the corruption of Christian doctrine, described in parables 1 through 4. Beginning with parable 5, the treasure hid in a field, precious truths were rediscovered. Wisdom's house of 7 pillars correlates the 7 elements of wisdom described in Proverbs 9 with the 7 stages of the gospel age. The first church, Ephesus, is associated with wisdom being first pure. The age ends at Laodicea, and despite many criticisms, the wise are described as being without hypocrisy. As each saint dealt with the experiences of their time, the common element growing in each consecrated heart was divine wisdom. The fullness of the Gentiles describes the transition from the Jewish to the gospel age. It explains the metaphors used in Romans 11 of first fruits, the olive tree, and grafting of the new branches. Dwelling in the holy examines each piece of furniture in the holy of the tabernacle and provides the beautiful symbolism of living a balanced Christian life. However, symbols are meaningless unless we see their practical applications in our daily walk. Breaking the law describes a key distinction between the Jewish and gospel ages. From legalism to faith-based grace, the gospel opened a new and better way to God. Despite the changes, the law still contained godly principles. Heirs of the Kingdom describes David's experience as he hid from Saul in the cave of Adullam. With the support of his band of men, a spiritual lesson is drawn about the unity and peace that should exist amongst the Lord's people, despite the many challenges they face. The little flock explains Psalm 23 and its relationship to the Lord's care for his gospel age saints. His words take us to a place of spiritual refreshment beside still waters. This issue is shared with a sincere desire to encourage each living saint to gain a deeper appreciation for the precious age now ending and value those who have gone before.